KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The world formerly known as real is so full of surreal hideousness that horror flicks can seem quaint by comparison. Of course, entertainment was never meant to represent reality. From Buster and the Little Tramp to Fred and Ginger and the Apple of Dr. Frankenstein's Eye, the movies have taken us out of ourselves with make-believe. But a horror feature called Tigers Are Not Afraid aims to have it both ways by combining frightening reflections of reality with the power of fairy tales. Improbably, even paradoxically, the mixture ignites. The filmmaker was Isa Lopez. Tigers Are Not Afraid is from Mexico and subtitled Spanish, and it has lots of antecedents, a rich national heritage of magic realism, horror, and fantasy that has led in recent years to a real invasion from Mexico by distinguished filmmakers like Alfonso Cuarón, Guillermo del Toro, and Alejandro González Iñárritu. Lopez honors the heritage with this dark fairy tale set against the horrific devastation of Mexico's drug wars. The narrative is built around kids who've become orphans after their parents were carried off by narco-terrorists. Not just narco-terrorists, but in this myth-flavored film, narco-Satanists. A 10-year-old schoolgirl, Estrella, joins a street gang for protection after the disappearance of her mother, who's been raising her. The gang's four orphan boys have carved out a junk-strewn encampment with a big flat-panel TV in one of the dead zones created by Mexico's urban warfare. Its jefe is a pre-adolescent who calls himself El Chine. The kid is so smart and charismatic that you could imagine him growing up to be president of Mexico or a drug lord. But Lopez directs all of these kids with a masterly touch. The film tracks Estrella's coming of age while she and the boys are pursued by drug cartel thugs specializing in human trafficking and a local politician who's in cahoots with them. The sense of corruption is all-encompassing. One of the kids tells a couple of cops that he wants to report a crime against human kindness, and the cops drive away. Estrella brings a maternal presence to the group. More than that, she brings three wishes granted to her by her teacher during a terrorist attack on her school. Magical wishes figure prominently in the story, so do ghosts of the cartel's victims, along with a symbolic tiger whose likeness is spray-painted on a wall, and a trail of blood that follows Estrella wherever she goes. Her wishes aren't granted in conventional ways, but this is not a conventional film. It is, by turns, harrowing, affecting, unexpectedly funny, truly scary, and fantastical. The fantasy grows over lush from time to time, but Tigers Are Not Afraid is haunting in the best sense. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'm off to the Telluride Film Festival next week and then back on KCRW the following Friday with my festival roundup.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.